So basically you're saying that I talked about religion and faith, but sometimes in the name of religion or faith, there is violence that happens. So what is the cause of this? There are three different aspects to it. First of all, nowadays there is this whole idea that religion is the cause of violence and therefore the world would be better off without religion. But if you look at recent history itself, last 100 years, the biggest wars were World War I and World War II. There's no religion involved at all in that. The Vietnam War, the Korean War, if you look at 90% of the wars that have taken place in the last century, religion was not even a factor in that. So if religion were the cause of war, then all the places in the world that were atheistic, they should have been peaceful places in the world. But that's not the case. In fact, if you consider USSR and China, they were ruled by communism, which was atheistic. And within these countries itself, the internal violence that is there, the internal killing that happened in these late countries, actually, that is 7 times more than the number of victims of World War I and World War II combined together. So it's not that religion alone causes violence. Violence is caused by the desire for power. And that desire for power, can take on many masquerades. It can be racial, it can be race-based, class-based, caste-based, and it can be religion-based also. So ultimately, it is the self-centered hunger for power that is the cause of violence in any form. Now, having said that, as the first point, when people use their religious belief to cause violence, at that time, the primary cause of that violence is they may be acting violently because of their religious belief. But what is, that's what they say. But there is God who is the reality, and there is a God who is a conception of one's imagination. What does that mean? There is a God who is a real God, and there is God as I conceive him to be. So when people conceive of God as a God who delights in the killing of others, as a God who will reward me if I kill others, now that is not a God of revelation. That is a God of imagination. So with that notion of God, when people commit violence, then that is actually not, it may be violence in the name of God, but it is not violence done for God's sake. It is done for one's own sake, with God taken as an add-on to justify it. And lastly, even when people are motivated by religious belief in their acts of violence, now there is the fundamental understanding of God which is lacking. Now, if we conceive of God, see, God, either he exists or he doesn't exist. If he exists, if he is a reality, that doesn't depend on my belief. If God exists, he exists irrespective of whether I believe him or not. If he doesn't exist, he doesn't exist irrespective of my belief or not. So our belief is primarily the determiner of our behavior. Our belief is not the determiner of the reality of God's existence. So when people are brought up in a particular socio-cultural, socio-economic circumstance, they acquire a certain conception of God based on their situation. Now, whether that conception is the reality, whether it is revealed in that tradition or any other tradition, whatever it may be, that is questionable. So when people do acts of violence, they are quite often, they say that they are motivated by religion. And to say that they are not motivated by religion is false. But to say that religion is the cause of violence, that is mistaken. Why? Because religion is used as the justification for violence. But the cause of violence is there is economic grievance, there is political grievance, there is a hunger for power. There are 100 other factors that come up. So if we truly understand God, God is the God of all people. God is not the God of some people. As I said, if God exists, he is the source of everyone. If he is the source of everyone, he is connected with everyone, he cares for everyone, and how can he delight in the killing of some of his own people? So if we truly understand God, then that will lead not to violence, but to peace. Because we will see the connectedness of all living beings. And if a particular conception of God makes us fragmented, makes us disconnected, then that conception of God itself is wrong. See, religions are meant for God. God is not meant for religion. And then Krishna in the Bhagavad Gita at the end is very non-sectarian. He says, Sarva dharman parityajya mamekam sharanam vraja. What he's saying is, give up all conceptions of religion and focus on God. So what happens is, religion is a means to go to God. But when people make God a tool to religion, rather than religion as a means to God, then what is happening when people make God as a tool to religion? So I want my religion to grow. I want my religion to have power. I want my religion to be the biggest. And God becomes a tool to that. Then such problems come up. So God is beyond all religions. And when we, rather than making God as the goal of religion, we make God as a tool to religion. Then at that time, religion becomes not a search for God, but rather religion becomes a search for political power in the name of God. And when that happens, then there is abuse of power, there can be terrorism, there can be violence. So what we need to counter this is education. If people truly understand the conception of God, what it means, and who God is, what it means to understand God, to devote oneself to God, then that will actually bring in peace and harmony. That won't cause violence. Does it answer your question?
Thank you.
So, any other questions?
Yes. Yeah. The principle of God.